Okay, Rabbi Sai. We have the Schus Baruch Hashem, not only to Mesayim Shas, but to start Shas all over again in Baruch Hashem. We start the first Mishnah Masechtas Brachos, which begins, Me'eim Asai Koyin Eshema Bi'arvin. Simple interpretation, of course, is Me'eim Asai, from when is one required to say Kriyashma every single evening. And Tzaddikim used to say that the word Me'eim Asai can also be read Me'emas Yud, which is referring to Me'emas Koh, Me'emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, when one says Kriyashma, you're supposed to say it Me'ema B'yira B'resis U'B'ziyah, and therefore the first Mishnah is telling you Me'emas Koh, when you go and say Kriyashma, you should go and do it with the Ema. It's not just Ugedavim, just say the words, but you should say it with a feeling of terrible, of great awe and trepidation. Me'emas Koh.
So what would Amos mean in that?
The word Amos means trepidation, means gotcha. With great awe and feeling.
Gotcha.
Thank you. You're welcome. Baruch Hashem. Good morning.
Huh?
You should not only be with us today, the first day of Shas, you should be with us, Mitzvah Hashem, the final day of Shas,
Amen.
And the next Machzor. In good health. In good health.
That's what I want.
It's a clean coffee, isn't it? Okay. So let's continue on, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Safslim Besmedish, Rabbi Chamidim Besmedish.
He made the coffee.
Rabbi is asking who's the one that made the coffee.
I made the coffee, but it was
the person in the back. Right. So everyone would like to have it.
Yes.
It is available.
Single stop.
You want a tea or a coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you'd like this Why? Coffee.
Here. With no sugar.
Decaf or caffeine?
Doesn't make a difference. This one.
Down here.
And you said sugar?
No.
Okay. So you already have it. It's already. Oim of Oisa. Done. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Uri. Uri, we knew you could rely on you. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Let's continue on. Meim Asai Koyin Eshema Bi'arvin. From what time do you go and lay in Kriyashma at night? Left unsaid is that there is a mitzvah to say Kriyashma every single night. It says in the Pasuk, Bishanamtu Bonech, Udibar Tabam, Shivtcha Veisech, Ubulech Tachadarech, Uveshach Becha Uvekumecha. That Vishinantu Mavanecha is not only referring to learning Torah generally with your children, but it's to go and inculcate in them that they're supposed to every single day say Kriyashma Bishachbacha when you go to sleep, Umkumecha, and when you get up. So now the question is, what's that Zman Shechiva? So it says in the Mishnah, a three way machlokes, well, the beginning of the machlokes, beginning of the Mishnah is, what?
Oh, from the beginning? Yeah,
we start from the beginning. That's the right place to start. Anyway, so. It says in the first line, "Bishor shekahanim nichnasan lechem betrumasan ad soif hashmoy rishon edivrei rebbe lesser." So the Mishnah starts off to tell you that the zman that one has the obligation to start saying Krishma every night begins from the zman that the kahanim enter into their rooms to go and eat truma. What does that mean that the kahanim come to eat truma? So we'll see a mention in the Gemara on the bottom that if a kohen became tamei. And he became tummy with a standard regular tumma, such as touching a dead sheretz, such as touching a nevela, such as becoming a balkeri, something which has a din of tumas erev. In other words, it's not a tumma for 7 days, it's just a tumma for 1 day. What the person can do, should do, is after he becomes tummy, during the day, he should go to the mikveh. From the time that he goes to the mikveh until nightfall, he has a status of a tvul yoyim. During that tvul yoyim status, he is allowed to, of course, touch chulin as well as master sheni and eat them. However, he's not allowed to go and eat truma. If he is a koyin, he's not allowed to eat truma. When is he allowed to eat truma? At night. From tseis ha-koy chovim. Ah, zozok tun to the Mishnah, that when can a person start saying Krishma at night? From Tzeisik HaChavim, the same time that the Kahanim come in to eat Truma. The obvious question that the Gemara is going to pose shortly is, why didn't the Mishnah make it simpler and simply say, when do you start saying Krishma at night? From Tzeisik HaChavim. The Gemara will address that in the Yetshem on the bottom of the Amud. it sounds from our Mishnah that everybody agrees to the beginnings of man from Mishor Shekahanim Nechnasim. We'll see in Yetchim on the Amud Beis that we're going to have in a lengthy Brisa five or six different starting times for saying Krishma. But in our Mishnah we only have one day and one Shita, and that is from Tzeisah Kacham. But there is a Machloikis now, until when can you say Krishma? Can you say Krishma until the next morning? So we have a three-way machloikis. First we have Reb Lezer, Atzuif, Ashmoy, Rishoyne, Dibir, Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says you can go and say it until the first watch. What does that watch mean? And Yetchim will define that in the Gemara tomorrow. It has more to do with Malachim upstairs in Shemayim. We're going to speak about that more tomorrow. But when does that first watch end? So Rashi tells us, this is again going to be a machloikis in the Gemara tomorrow, but our Mishnah holds that there are three mishmores every single night. And since there are three ashmores in, then they have, we do is we take your average night. Let's assume we're talking about those nights when you have 12 hours during the day and 12 hours at night. If you take 12 hours and you go and divide it by 3, you come out to roughly 4. So therefore, according to Reb Lezer, you can go and lay in Kriyashma from Teis Chavim. Let's say Teis is at 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Once you hit 10:01 and you didn't say Krishma, you can no longer be Mekayim the Mitzvah, according to Reb Lezer. The Chachamayim and Machatzoy, Chacham say they have until 12 o'clock at night, midnight. And Gamlielayim and Achiyal and Meshach, you have the entire night until the morning. What's the basis of the Machloikis? So Rashi explains that according to Reb Lezer, when it says Bishach Bacha, what we're referring to is the Zman that people go to sleep. When you're a child, mommy says, go to sleep. What time do people go to sleep? At the first part of the night. Naturally, today people go to sleep at all types of crazy hours. But remember, today we have electric lights. In the good old days, they didn't have electric lights. And so the people would typically go to sleep sometime shortly after Tzeisah Kacham. They didn't typically stay up until 12 or 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever. So the time that people would go to sleep would be during that first Ashmoira, meaning from 6 until 10. That's how Rebbe Lezer understands it. Ram Gamliel understands the word B'shach B'cha, not the time that you go to sleep, but the period of time that you are sleeping. When are people sleeping? During the night. And therefore, whatever time you go to sleep, whether it's at 10, at 12, at 2, but the Maisa, people sleep during the night. So therefore you have until Amud HaShachar, which is the morning star. That's roughly 72 minutes before Netzacham. What do the Chacham hold Ad Chatzois? We'll see now in the Mishnah momentarily that the Emes and Mitzad Iker Hadin the Chacham agree to Ram Gamliel, that the definition of B'shach B'cha means when people are sleeping, which means the entire night. Ah, so why do they say until Chatzois? L'harchik esa odem min ha'averim. What does that mean? Because people, by definition, their character and quality of people is that they tend to delay things and they don't do things immediately. That's why in all Jewish homes there's a tremendous frenzy, always 5 minutes before Lechtzin, every Friday afternoon, did you do this, did you do that, I still have to go on, I have to know it up. Everybody knows that Shabbos is coming, you could have started preparing from Friday morning. But that's human character, human nature. So human nature is to kind of delay things. So if you're going to tell people you have until the morning, okay, good. In the meantime, I'm just going to go and close my eyes for a couple of minutes on the sofa, and then I'll get up and I'll say Krishna, I'll wash my hands, and I'll say it to Be'imu V'yira. And then, of course, the person falls asleep the whole night and wakes up in the morning, oh no, I didn't say Krishna. That's what the Chacham instituted, say it until Chatzos. In fact, the Mishnah tells us, Ma'asu Banav Uba'u Banav Mibes HaMishnah. There was a time that his children came back from a lengthy chasana, a late chasana, and they come back and they tell Ram Gamliel, Amruloi le Karinu Eshema, we didn't have a chance to go and lay in Krishma, what should we do? Amlehens, he said to them, if Amud HaShachar has not hit yet, in other words, it's still before Amud HaShachar in the morning, you still have a chiv to go and lay, and this is Ram Gamliel, the Shitosev, that says, Achiyala Amud HaShachar. And not only over here do we have this inyan that the mitzvah is until Amud HaShachar, and the kol ma she'omer chacham ad chatzos mitzvos and shi'al Amud HaShachar. Whenever you find the chacham said ad chatzos, like in our Mishnah, the real mitzvah min ha'Torah is until Amud HaShachar. So give me examples. We have Hector Chalom Veivorim mitzvos and shi'al Amud HaShachar. We learned about Hector Chalom Veivorim at great length back in Seder Kodshim, that all kabbonos you have to go and put some portion of the carbon on the mizbech. Your typical carbon, you have to go and put on the chalav. Chalav means the chalav, and more broadly the aymarin, which are all enumerated in the Torah, that besides putting on certain fats, you also have to put a little bit from the kloyos, and you say sakaveh, etc. All that goes on the mizbech. Then a vorim is referring specifically to a carbon oila, where you put the entire carbon on the mizbech, even the evorim, meaning even the bones and the meat and all the rest of that behemoth goes on the mizbech. Now, what's the din about the hektar chalom evorim? It's a mitzvah of hachiyah l'mashacha. It's not really so much it's the mitzvah as much as it, you don't want to be over a lot, because it says in the pasuk li'solin, and the din of bal tolin means make sure not to go and leave the chalom evorim over the morning without having put them on the mizbech. It says v'yolun laboiker zevach chaga pasach. That's referring to a korban pesach. What we learn from there to all kavanas: don't be over the din of lo yolun, and make sure you put the chalavin evorim on the mizbeach before amud hashachar. And similarly, b'chalan necholim liyoyim echad mitzvah sanat shi'alim hashachar. Most kavanas you can only eat for a period of one day. Meaning, if you bring a carbon, for instance, on Monday, you can eat it that entire day and that night until min ha'toyra, until amud hashachar. That's we say that the carbon is eaten the yoyim v'layla. There are certain kabbonis, like carbon shlomim, which are shnei yom v'layla echad, but our mission is talking about dafka, those kabbonis that can be eaten for one day, yom v'layla. Ah, so min ha'toyra you can eat until amud hashachar. But Midrabban Rabban said no. Chacham said eat it until Chatzos. In case Lama Amr Chacham on Chatzos. Why did Chacham say Ad Chatzos? Says the Mishnah Kedei Laharchik Odom and Aveira, to make sure a person should not be Oiv and Aveira, because if we allow him to go and lay Krishna the whole night, he's going to dilly dally and say, "Well, I got plenty of time. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, got plenty of time." And then, unfortunately, he's going to fall asleep, and he's not going to lay in Krishna. Same thing is, we're going to tell him you can go and eat the kabbonis the entire night until 4 or 5. I got plenty of time. No worry, I'll come back and blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, he realizes it's already too late. It's already 6 o'clock, and it's too late to go and eat the carbon. So therefore, the Chum said, "Eat it until chatzais," and this way, people will be mizaris themselves. They'll energize themselves and excitedly vakon to Beis Migdash to go and eat the kabbonis in a timely fashion. Now, on the surface, it would appear that the hektar chalovim veivorim also the chachamim were misaken that one can go and do that only until chatzos and not later. After all, the Mishnah gives us three separate examples of mitzvahs where min ha-toyra it's until amud hashachar, and the chacham said no, do it until chatzos. So on the surface it appears that we're referring to all three: the kriya shema you can do until amud hashachar, go until chatzos; hektar chalov meivarim until chatzos; the all the kabbonis that eaten liyoy mechad until chatzos. So it would appear. However, Rashi is very careful to point out that in fact that's not the case. Although the Mishnah enumerated these three, it really wanted to go and drill into us that those mitzvahs which you can perform at night, you can perform the entire night min ha-toyra at yalom ha-shachar. But the din, however, of the harchaka until chatzos only applies to two out of these three. Which two? Number one, kriya shema, and number two, the din of eating the kavanis liyoyim v'layla until chatzos. But hektar chalom veivorim, in fact, you can go and do until the morning, even after the din of the harchakas odam min aveda. So this hektar chalom veivorim, if you want, you can put in parentheses, because this is not an example of where the chacham said go and do it until chatzos.
Why, in fact, is no concern about over that?
Very, very good. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh,
so let's try to address that in a moment. So, if you're thinking I'm making it all up, see where we are at the end of the Mishnah. Look parallel to that in the Rashi. Rashi starts in Kein Lama Omer Chacham Ad Chatzos. Where? B'Kriya Shema U'Bachidas Kodeshim. And then we say Kedei L'Harchik Odom and Aveiros of Rashi. V'Asorim V'Achila Koidim Zmanon Kedei Shlo Yovei Li'Ochlan Li'Achar Moneshachar V'Yischayev Kores. We wanted to make sure to go and eat in a timely fashion and not to dilly-dally until after Amud HaShachar, because after Amud HaShachar, the carbon becomes noisar, and a person eats noisar, chas v'shom v'chayif karts. V'chayim v'kriyishma, l'zaris is Adam. Shlo yoimer yesh li oid shor. It's like, I got plenty of time. V'tochkach yalam v'reshachar v'ovo lo izman. During that period of time, he'll fall asleep, and guess what happens? It'll already be too late. The hekta chalov meivarem niktani acha le'amru v'yichacham adchatzoyis klal. No. V'leinokal hu acha lehidia. She called over and they balayla kosher kala layla. Vachinami have a mishnah besech this megillah kala layla kosher lektiyus oimer leheka chalom leivorim etc. So bottom line is Rashi says very 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 clearly that it says in the mishnah that the chacham made harchaka until chatzos only applies to krishma and only achilas kodshim but not to heker chalom leivorim. The Rambam, on the other hand, respectfully disagrees with Rashi, and he holds even Hekta Chalom Veivarim is also until Chatzos. Not like Rashi. And the Rambam, of course, is a little bit more the Pashtus HaMishnah, that all three until Chatzos. But now let's address Mendy's question. And that is, why Taka Manishtana? Why did they say by Hekta Chalom Veivarim differently? So Tzlach writes on this Mishnah two reasons. Reason number one is because that when it comes to these two, Kriyashma and the din of eating the kabanas, these are much more chomor than the din of Hekta Chalom Veivarim. How are they more chomor? Number one, Kriyashma, that's the Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim. That's heavy duty stuff. Every single day we have to go and pledge our allegiance to Rabbeinu Shalom and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're in charge at all times on everything that goes on in this world. So, Shema Yisrael, you're our only God. We're proud that you're our almighty God. So that's a Dover Chomer. We don't want to miss it. And therefore, the Chom said until Chatzos. As well as the din of eating Kabbalah's beyond the Muda Shachar, Rashi already pointed out, that's a din of a chayiv kares chas v'shalom. Masha'en ked hekta chalom veivorim. If the kehanim failed to put the chalom veivorim on the mizbeach in a timely fashion, they were over on an iser lav. What's the iser lav? Like we quoted before, le yolin la boiker zevach chagapasik. Don't leave till the morning. The putting on the chalom veivorim. But what happens if the kehanim unfortunately messed up and they did not put the chalom veivorim in a timely fashion? They were not over an iser kares. They were over an iser lav. No, Chum by the Gan is a love, so we don't have to go and be so machmir and give them the time until 12 o'clock. That Slach gives a second reason, which is I think what Brother Shai said earlier, and that is that when it comes to Chalom Veivarim, who's in charge of being Chamak to Chalom Veivarim? The Kehanim. No, Kehanim is the reason, hey? So therefore you can assume the Kehanim are going to do it in a timely fashion. We don't have to make special takanas for the Kehanim. They know their job. They do it with rizus, they do it with excitement, they do it with alacrity, they do it quickly, they do it promptly. You don't have to worry about that. There's only one problem on that pshat, and that is when we're talking about all these karbanas that you eat, l'yoyim v'layla, those karbanas include a karm chatas and a karm osham, which are eaten solely by the kehanim. And if the kehanim, therefore, are such as reason, we should go and distinguish between those karbanas that were eaten by the balim, the general public. There, people will go and slow down and they'll delay. Oh, make sure they eat it bismanoi. But the kehanim, we should go and say, kachi kudishim, nothing to worry about. The kehanim are in charge. They are as reasoning. As we freaked it, Slach. Says it, Slach. I'm sorry? Oh, can I know you? I guess you know the Slach. Anyway, says Slach says it isn't because Leplug, that Hishu Chachom Esmidei Seyem, since when it comes to the Kochim Kalim that are eaten by Klal Yisrael, we have this din of Kedei Laharchik Adam and Aveda, because they don't have that din of these reasons like the Kahanim. So we went across the board, the Chachom said, you know what? When you're talking about all Kabbalists, whether they're eaten by Balim, whether they're eaten by the Kahanim, the halacha is until Chatzos. Good. Anyway, that's pshat in the Mishnah. On to the Gemara, Zukimar. We start off the Mishnah, May Amos Ikor Neshma V'Avin. When do you start going and laying in Krishma at night? Freit Gemara. Tana Heicha Koi Diktoni Me Amosai. The Mishnah is somewhat difficult to understand, in that it comes in kind of in the middle of a, when you're reading a book, Lahabdul, you don't want to start in the middle of the book, you want to start from the first chapter, you want to start the beginning to know what's the background, what's going on. You come in the middle, you know, it's like coming there in the middle of a shir, that you miss the whole background, and it's hard to, ha! When did we ever learn that there's a mitzvah to go and say Kriyashma, that the Mishnah starts off and saying, oh, and by the way, when should we start saying the Kriyashma? Wouldn't it have been more logical to start off a Mishnah by saying, Rabbi said there's a mitzvah going lane Krishma every single evening and every single morning, and don't forget to. And when does it start at night? So where is the Tan and the Mishnah holding that he starts off the Mishnah when, as opposed to telling us first that there is such a mitzvah? That's kasha number one. The suah nocha kasha. Maishra the Tony ba'arvis bereisha. Listen to shachris bereisha. Why does it talk about the arvis and the night kriyashma first? Why doesn't it talk about the morning kriyashma first? Vos epis. So you're going to go and say, well, you know, and if we do in the morning, then yes, why don't we do the evening? So Toysis points out that by the carbon tumid, it says in the Torah, Esakeves or Echot Tase Ba'aboyker, the Esakeves Hasheni Tase Beinu Aboyim. So you see that when we are bringing the Korban Tamid, which upon which is based our davenings every single day, the Shachris Mincha Marv, at least Shachris Mincha, is based according to one Mandi Yomar on the bringing of the Korban Tamid every day in the Beis Hamikdash. So you see there, the Torah says, we talk about the Tamid Shel Shachar first and the Tamid Shel Beinu Aboyim second. So why don't we talk about the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first? Why do we talk about the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis?
That makes sense chronologically.
Mm-hmm. So it would make more sense to do the morning and then after the evening.
The poster says makes sense chronologically. What we're talking about might not make sense chronologically.
So that's the Kasha. Who's writing one? See, the choices is a short choices here down below, fourth wide line. Listen to Shachris Bereishah.
Well, you have to come on to
comment over here.
Why don't you
see?
Because every mitzvah in the Torah,
Yom
Tov, Shabbos starts at night time,
then
you go to
the day. So okay, that's going to be the Gemara's second Teretz. So when you get to the Teretz, no, but the point is, what's the Gemara's half a minute? The Gemara's half a minute. You're right. Everybody knows the Jewish state starts at night. So finish. What's the whole kasha? Anyway, that's the second Teretz of the Gemara. But what's the Gemara's half a minute? The half a minute is when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when you're davening to Hashem, whether it's through Kriyishma, whether it's through Tefillah, whether it's through the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, you bring the Kabbalas. The Torah talks about Shel Shachar first, so why didn't that Mishnah start of Shel Shachar first? Everything more. Tana Akrokai. Our Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was learning the Pasuk in Chumash. Vishinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shirtecha v'veisech, uvelechtecha v'ader, uveshachmecha uvekumecha. And he understood that Pasuk to mean not only a general rule, a general obligation for a person to learn with his children, but also the obligation to go and say Kriya Shema every single day, b'shachpach uvekumecha, at night as well as in the morning. So when he learned b'shachpach uvekumecha, v'achik tani, so he says, no, Rabbeisai, Pasuk says b'shachpach, when is that zman? Zman Kriya Shema, d'shchiva, Amos, when does that begin? When the Kanam come eat their truma, which is the zman of Tzeis HaKoicham. Yalef Mirbiyasi Shal Oilam. We're learning it from the general creation of the world. So just like the Yerba Yvoikir Yom Echad that governs not only how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but also governs all days of the week, according to the Jewish calendar, according to our Messiah. So therefore, Erev comes first, Voiker comes second. Boom, that's why we're learning the din of Kriyishma Shal Arev is first, and then Kriyishma Shal Shachar is second. Kriyishma Shal Shachar is Mirchim we're going to get to in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Therefore, our Mishnah tells us the Gabi Arvis, Tes Amid Beis, we learn about Shal Shachar. In the morning when we say Kriya Shema, we don't say Kriya Shema on its own, in a vacuum, but we say two brachas before. We say first, Yoytze Oyer Vori Choshech, which ends Yoytze Hami Oyerois. Second brachas, Ahav Rabo, Ahavas Oylem, depending on your Nusach. So those are the Shtayim Lefaneh. And the one, the Acharea, starts from the Yatzev Enochain, and goes all the way until Goal Yisrael. So you have Shtayim Lefaneh, V'Yachaz Acharea. U'Be'erev, we have Mavorach Shtayim Lefaneh. Again, the two brachas that we say when we start learning Krishma at night, the two brachas before. And then the end is also two brachas afterwards. One is Goal Yisrael, and the other one is Hashkiveinu, Shema Amo Yisrael Lo'at. We also say, of course, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin, but that was a later Takana, as Tosis points out down below. But Me'ikar Adin, initially, in today in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say the Yiru Einenu at the end, and therefore altogether in the morning you have four brachas, and in the evening you have in the morning you have three brachas, 2 plus 1, and the evening you have four brachas, 2 plus 2. So how much does 3 plus 4 add up to?
7.
Why would Chum Mesakin 7 brachas? Says Tosis down below, kineged what it says in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim, Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Sheva Bayoim, 7 times a day a person should be Mahal Rabbi Yisrael with these special brachas that we say, Arum and Arum, the Kriyashma in the morning and in the evening. So now the question is, listening to Avos Bereishis. Now, where did you have this Mishnah of B'Shachem of Orach Shtayim? There's a Mishnah Mishnah we're going to get to on Daf Yud Aleph. So therefore, on that Mishnah, we started off B'Shachar 2 and 2, B'Erev 2 and 1. Sorry, 2 and 1, and B'Erev 2 and 2. So the question is, just like we started off our Mishnah, Arvis first. And then we continued on Shachris, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, the next Mishnah talks about B'Shachris. So then on Daf Yir Aleph, we have the next Mishnah. Shouldn't it say, B'Erev Mavorach Shtayim Lefenev, Shtayim Lacharev, U'B'Shachar Mavorach Shtayim Lefenev, Yachaz Acharev? Why do we have B'Shachar first? Listening to Arvis Bereisha. Every Moratana Pasach B'Arvis V'Hada Tani B'Shachris. First, the Tana starts with Arvis for the two reasons that we gave before. Either because B'Shach B'Chuv Kamecha, or because it says V'Yerev V'Yivoyikir Yoymecha. So we start about it. V'Hada Tani B'Shachris. And then we continue on talking about the second half of the obligation. The Uvekumecha part, or V'Yerev V'Yivoyikir part. Oh, at the Koy B'Shachris. Once we're ready into Shachris, Parish Mida the Shachris, then the Tana says, you know, if we're talking about Shachris anyway, let's finish off talking about Shachris, but the Parish means the Arvis, then he continues on, goes back to Arvis, which is fairly common throughout Chas.
Remember
that, that we first start off with Halacha A, and then we say Halacha B, and since we're talking about Halacha B anyway, let's talk about the subsets and the requirements and the details of B, and then we'll get back to A once again. So that's what we have here as well. Good, so now we know the structure, we know the background, how Rabbeinu HaKadosh began our Masechta, began Shas. When do you go and learn Krishma? The Mefarshim ask, after all, our Masechta is really Masechta's brachos. Brachos talks about the different brachos that you have, birchas on foods, brachos hanah, and then you also have birchas hamitzvahs. Why does our Masechta begin with Krishma? So you remember Rabbi Feldman, who hangs on the Rashiv in Baltimore, spoke about this briefly at the Siyum HaShas a couple of days ago. It was a little bit difficult to hear because everybody was freezing, but what he said basically was that for a person to go and make a bracha, first he has to understand who he's making the bracha to, and therefore he first has to makabel ol malchus shemayim and realize, oh, Almighty God, that's the one that I'm devoted to all of my life. And then, as a subset, after we've taken upon ourselves that pledge of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we start making a bracha, and then we realize who was saying that bracha to, the one that I was mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So that's an appropriate hakdama, if you will, to the brachas, the home sechdom. From the time that the kahanim come in to eat truma. Frank Dimar. When do the Kahanim start eating Truma? Remember when we learned the Mishnah, we explained a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma for breakfast and for lunch. He doesn't have to only eat Truma at night after Seisa Kachab. We're talking about a Kohen that unfortunately became Tamei, and therefore the whole day he was not able to go and eat Truma. So he had to go to the Mikveh, and even after going to the Mikveh, he had to wait till Herev Shemesh. Herev Shemesh means until nightfall. Now it's Seisa Kachom, it's Erev Shemesh, now he's able to go and eat from the Truma, Amachai. So when all the Kahanim are coming in to go and eat Truma, that's the same time that all the non-Kohanim can throw and start saying Kriyashma. Freiti Mar. Mishor Shekhan Nechnosim. Mech the Kahanim Imis Kachli Truma. When is that time? Mishah Seisa Kachom. Listen, why does it say in the Mishnah clearly, Mishah Seisa Kachom? Wouldn't that make things simpler? We could have finished the shir a minute or two earlier. We haven't finished yet, but we could finish it, because it said Ma'imus Haikurnish Mavda Ivan. Let the Mishnah say Mishah Seisa Kachavim. Finish. Wouldn't that be much simpler? Zokti Mishnah, Zokti Gemara, Amilta Gav Orche Kamash Malon. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to throw in an extra fringe benefit, an extra tidbit. The Kahanim Imus Kachli B'Truma Mishah Seisa Kachavim. The truth of the matter is, we did not need to go and talk about that in our Mishnah, but Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to go and throw in an extra fringe benefit, an extra freebie. Not only are we learning Masechta's Brachos, but I'm going to tell you Halachas, the Gabi Hilchis, Tumah V'Tahara, the Gabi Truma. Oh, very, very, very nice. So, what's the purpose of teaching us that? For Kamash, when the Kapara Loi Me'akva comes to tell you that Kapara is not Ma'akiv. What do you mean Kapara is not Ma'akiv? There are certain forms of tumah which are much more intense than your regular tumah. For instance, a regular person who touches a dead sheretz or an avela or becomes a bal keri, all he has to do is go to the mikvah, he waits until nightfall, and Baruch Hashem, he is now tohoir ligamri. Baruch Hashem. But there are certain tumahs which are much more intensive. What do you mean? There's a din of a zav, a zava, a yoledes, or a mitzoira, that tumah requires you not just to go to the mikvah, but to be able to go and eat kodshim. The person has to go and bring a korban. Even if he doesn't want to eat kodshim, he has to bring korban. That's the din by zav and zava. We've learned about zav and zava a lot the last few days at the end of Masechtas Nida. And therefore, you have a person, a zav means a man that sees a white emission. This is not the same as keri, as regular zera. This is a special emission. And then in addition to that, you have a zava that sees blood not during the period of time of her regular menstrual period, but during the yud aleph yoin shebein nida l'nida. That blood that she sees is zava blood. If she sees it only one day, shemeres yom kineged yoin, 2 days, two times shemeres yom kineged yoin, 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedoyla. She has to wait for shiv nikiyim, and then she has to bring a karbon, a mitzoyra as well. When the kohen says about the mitzoyra, Baruch Hashem, you're now tohar, you're no longer mitzoyra, again, that mitzoyra has to bring karbanos. Only after bringing all of those karbanos can the zav, the yeledes, and the mitzoyra go and start eating kodshim. Eat kodshim. Okay. Now what happens if you have a kohen that was a zav, or a kohen that was a mitzoyra? So, fine. He has to do all of the ritual requirements. One of the requirements is that he goes to the mikveh. And then, b'yoyim hashmini, the next day, the pasuk says he has to go and bring his karbanos, either the karban for hazav or the karban for mitzayim. Karbanos for mitzayim. Fine, good. Only after that we have to eat kachim. What about if this koyin wants to eat truma? Oh, maybe I gotta wait for that too. The pasuk tells us, no. It says in the pasuk, "Vo Hashemish v'toher, v'yachar yoichol min hakodeshim kilach mayhu." A koyin uvo Hashemish v'toher, when the shemesh sets, meaning tzeis hakechovim at night. After that, yoichol min hakodeshim. You can't eat kodeshim yet. You gotta go wait for bringing those karbanos. You are mechusar kippurim. Zoktun zeh mishnah. If you want to eat classic kodshim karbonos, avad, you have to wait until he brings his karbonos. But to eat truma, he can already eat at night after tzeis hakechov. And even though the pasuk says uvo hashemish v'toyer ve'achal yoichal men hakodeshim, that kodeshim is not referring to karbonos; it's referring to truma. And those are the gemara. V'akamashvu and the kapara loy ma'akva, that the bringing of the karbonos by the zav or by the mitzoyra is not ma'akev to eat truma. Can it sound like it says in the brayser? Uvo hashemish v'toyer. Be a shemesh ma'akvasim alechol betruma, ben kaparosim ma'akvasim alechol betruma. Be a shemesh means waiting for the night for the sun to set. For our purposes, say zakechom. That's ma'akiv that holds him back from eating truma. But the kapara of bringing the additional karbanos does not stop the kohen from eating truma. He can already eat truma at night. Frey Timur, how do you know? The words of the pasuk are uvo hashemesh v'toher. Mimayda hai uva shemesh. Bias hashemesh meaning the setting of the sun. Bahai v'toher means toher yoima. Toher yoima means that the day has now passed on. Maybe duma bias oirehu. Maybe uva shemesh means that the sun has risen in the morning. Netzachama. Umay v'toher toher gavra. Toher gavra means that the individual that we're talking about, the zav or metzoira, is metair himself by bringing those karbanos. And so therefore the pshat and the pasuk is just the opposite of what we're trying to say. That in fact, to go and eat truma, maybe the kohen has to wait until sunrise, until he brings his karbanos. V'yachar yoichol min hakodeshim, and only after that can he go and eat from the truma, just like from all the other karbanos. Rabbi Bashilin came in makra v'yitar. Then the pasuk should say, uva hashemesh v'yitar. That in the morning after Uvar Shemesh, after the sun rises, v'yitah, he should be metayer himself by bringing karbanos. My v'toher, toher means toher yoima. Toher yoima means that the day itself passes on. K'di'ami inchi, like people have an expression, yarev shimsha, the idki yoima. Yarev shimsha means that the sun now has set, it's gone down. And now the day passes on, passes away. Rashi on the third line says the word idki, which is referring to Torah, means Lashon Avar, Nispanim in Oilam HaShemesh. The Shemesh has now left the horizon, no longer in the sky. The day has passed away. It's now history. Oh, this is the day now. Now with Toher, automatically the Kohen can start eating now from the Kachim. So let's take a just pause here just for a second. So the Mishnah comes to tell us that then you want to go and learn Krishna at night. When you start learning Krishna at night, from Tesek Chacham. But by the way, I want to tell you another din. And that other din that I want to tell you, says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is that all the Kahanim that became Tameh, even if they have that intense form of Tumah of Azav or Matzoy, so that they cannot eat Kodshim until they bring their Karbanos, but Erev Shemesh at night, they can already eat from their Truma. Now, all of that is fascinating. All of that is great. Vavukum tesarayin. How does it come into our Mishnah? So the Mishnah already said, "Miltzagav orcha kamashvan." I'll be with you in a moment. Miltzagav orcha kamashvan. And it's coming to tell you another din because Rabbeinu Kodesh wanted to send us, throw us a freebie, another fringe benefit. Baruch Hashem, we're learning brachas, but we now learn a little bit of hilchos kabbonis and about azav and mitzayin and truma and kodshim. Very, very gishmak. However, three siyamashasas ago, when we were zeicha still to have Rav Pam, the Rosh Hashiva Torah V'das, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, he was mechubed with being the maschil, and he said in his own words, he saw a beautiful word from the Avdan Nezer, from Sachet Shefer Rebbe, the connection between the eating of the Truma at night by the Kahanim and the recitation of Kriyashma at night. And he said that a person might, at 7 o'clock at night, when he's told, don't forget to learn Kriyashma, he could go and say, I don't understand. I already said Krishma this morning. In fact, a few minutes before I said Krishma, Mendy made an announcement in Shul. Rabbi said, oh, Krishma is until 9:03. And according to the Morgan Abram's man, and according to the Vilna Goyen's man, the other's man will be 9:45. Make sure I said Krishma. I already said Krishma. And I already said it. The aim of the year, Bereses is Vizia, and I said in the Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim, why do I have to say it over again? I already did it one time today. Shingenuk, says the Avner Nezer. This Kohen wanted to eat Truma the whole day. Now it's 6:05, it's now after Tesek Chacham, he's out, he's able to eat. How come 5 minutes ago, when it was still 5:55, 10 minutes ago, before Tesek Chacham, he wasn't able to eat the Truma? Now all of a sudden he's able to eat Truma because of Erev Shemesh. Mamishtana, 10 minutes ago, Nisht, and now yes, well, what happened? Ah, because the Torah is telling us that as soon as it comes sunset, is a brand new day. The old day of Tumah, that's history. That was. Now the is, now we're starting a brand new day. That's why the Kohen is allowed to go and eat Truma. Ah, you're starting a brand new day. Now you have to go and affirm again your allegiance to Rabbeinu Shalom again to go and lay in Krishma. So the purpose of bringing in this Mishosh HaKanim Nechmasin is not just to go and throw in a freebie, but really is to go and tell us something very fundamental, that when it starts nightfall, sunset, everything until now, Tumah, whatever I did yesterday was yesterday, but today is today, it's a brand new day, and we have to go, and not only now can we eat Tumah, but now we can go and start going and laying Krishma, because it's a brand new day. You remember that Rav Schiff from Antwerpen said this word. He said, "B'shem the Meir Shapiro, Zechron Levracha, in his schus, we're learning the Daf Yomi." The Meir Shapiro said one of the reasons why he started the Daf Yomi was because when he was a Yingala, he had a Malamed that he would learn with every single day. And then the Malamed one day said, "I'm not coming back tomorrow because of the fact that." And of course, Baruch Hashem, apparently he received a larger wage from another family and he's moving on somewhere else to make some more money to support his family. Okay, so we need to get a new Malamed. So the mother was looking high and low to get a new Malamed, and Baruch Hashem, she was able to get another Malamed for a day or two later. So the Meir Shapiro, at that time Meir, looked at his mother. He saw that his mother was all concerned and all nervous, and he said, "Mommy, what are you saying? I heard that you got another Malamed for tomorrow." So we're going to have a Malamed tomorrow. What's the problem? She says, "Yes, Meir, but you don't understand. I need a Malamed for today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Today is today. You got to learn Torah today. Learning and waiting for tomorrow, that's not good enough. Yeah, you learn tomorrow, but I want to learn Torah today." So it said Rameh Shapiro, he learned from his mother the importance of learning every single day. Don't just say, "Yeah, tomorrow my Malamed, new Malamed is coming on the scene." Got to learn today. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, is that every day is a separate day. It's a new day for purposes of eating Truma. It's a new day for purposes, once again, pledging your allegiance to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Simi wanted to say something already 5 minutes ago. I'm holding him back. Yes, Mr. Mahler.
It's a kapor lemak. When it comes to Krishna, don't worry about where you are. See Krishna kapor lemak. In other words, I'm not a hypocrite.
Every you should say, regardless of his status. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Very, very nice. Says the Gemara Yitzvayte. Marova. This is the fourth line from the top of the Yom. Marova in Eretz Yisrael. Hoder Rabba Barav Shila Lo Shemilum. Rabba Barav Shila is the one that we had on line two here. In other words, two lines higher on in the Gemara. Rabba Shila said. The Chayit should say in the Pasuk, if you thought that Uva Shemesh Vatar means the morning, and then he has to bring his Karbonos, V'yitar, instead of saying Vatar, it should say V'yitar. It's a raya that the din of eating Truma is at night, and Uva Shemesh Vatar doesn't mean the morning, it means at night. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear this Vatar Rabbah Rishila, Lishmilu. Ubo Lamibay, and therefore they asked, hi, when they got to the Pasuk in Chumash, Uvo HaShemesh V'Toher, does that mean B'yeh Shimshay Hu? Umay V'Toher, Toher Yoyma? Does that mean it's B'yeh Shimshay, meaning that the sun is setting? And Toher Yoyma means that the day is now passing on. Oidilma, or maybe it means B'yeh Shimshay Hu, that means that the sun is rising. Umay V'Toher means Toher Gavra, that the person has to go and bring his Karbonos. We already learned, B'shem Rabba Barashila, that if it meant bringing his Karbonos, it would say V'yitar instead of V'tayr. But in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear of that Vart of Rabbah Barashila, and therefore V'had the Pashla Mebraisa, they were Poshah from Mebraisa, what the Pshat in the Pasuk is. Meriktoim Mebraisa, it says in the Braisa, similar Dovar, Tzeis Akoi Chovim. Now, where does it say this in the Braisa? So we didn't have that Braisa yet, but we're going to have that Braisa Miat Hashem in another bunch of lines. If you want to go down almost halfway down the Omud, you'll see in the middle of the line it says Bechachamim Oimrim Mishor Shakrihanim Zakoyim Lechol Bitrumasa, which is the same as our Mishnah, just a change of one word. Not Nichnasim Lechol Bitrumasa, but Zakoyim Lechol Bitrumasa. And the Brice says similar Dover Tzei Zakoy Chavim. Ah, when they learned that Brice in Eretz Israel, they said, oh, similar Dover Tzei Zakoyim is the Hasim Shema Mina. That when do the Kehanim go in to eat their Kabonis, not their Kabonis, their Truma, at night, Mishor Shakanim Nichnasim Lechol Bitrumasa, and that's the Sirchom, and therefore my Vitor. Now when it says in the Pasuk, Shema Mino be a Shimshayhu, when it says Uvo Hashemesh Vitor, Uvo Hashemesh means be a Shimshay means it's now nightfall, it's Sirchom, my Vitor means Toher Yoimo, Toher Yoimo means that the day passes on, and we start a brand new day. Okay, now we're going to have a couple of braises, and the purpose of these braises is to show you that the beginning time for saying Krishma is not so simple like it says in our Mishnah from the time that the Kehanim come in to eat their Truma, which is Seisa Kechavim, but in fact we're going to have at least five or six other Tanoim who respectfully disagree. We're first going to have one short Braisa, and then we're going to have a much longer Braisa. It's Omamah. Mishor Shekhanu Nechmas Lechem B'Trumah Sonor Minu. I'm going to ask you a Kasha from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Ma'im V'saykor Neshema V'Arvin. When do you start Leni Krishma at night? Misha Oni Nichnas Lechol Pitoi B'Melach. From the time that the Oni comes in to go and eat his poor man's bread with salt. Meaning he doesn't have a five-course meal. His whole meal consists of eating a piece of bread with some salt. Ad shosha imid lipata b'toich seudasai, until he finishes eating his seuda. Now, you can well imagine that this oni is not having a very great seuda. It's only pita mamelach, and even if he eats two or three or four pieces of bread, but it's not like eating a four or five-course meal. So it's going to be a very short seuda, maybe half an hour, maybe an hour. So now the Gemara asks, Seifa Vadei Pligi. There's no question that the Seifa, meaning the ending time of his meal. See, remember, the Brice is saying, what is this man of eating Krishna, of laying Krishna, from the time that the Oni starts his meal until the time that he ends his meal. Now, the Seifa Vadei Pligi Amas Nisan, because our Mishnah says the earliest Zman is until Ashmoyer Rishayna, which means until 10 o'clock, right? From 6 until 10, 4 hours. And the Oni, after half an hour, he's benching already. It's all over. So that obviously is not consistent with our Mishnah, therefore it's a machlokes. Reisha Milema Pliga. Do we have to say that the Reisha is also a machlokes? In other words, when does the Oni come in to go and eat his meal? I don't know when he comes in to eat his meal. Is that the same Zman as when the Kahanim come in to eat their Truma? Maybe it's earlier, maybe it's later. I'm not sure. Does break the mar milay mepliga? Do we say that it's a machlokes? Milay mepliga masis. It's a maloy. You don't have to say. It could be that it's a machlokes, but if we don't have to make a machlokes, why should we? After all, we don't only preach Ahavas Yisrael, we practice Ahavas Yisrael. If we don't need to make a machloikis, don't make a machloikis. And therefore, oni v'koyim chachiyuruhu. We're going to assume for our purposes that the aniyim start their meal at the same time that the kahanim come in, lechu b'trumasim. Why do we focus on the oni eating his meal? What's the difference between an oni and an oishe? So Rashi says, you'll see 6-7 lines from the top of the Amid. Misha ani she'ein loy ner lahadik besudasa. He is so poor that he doesn't have lights to go and light up his meal. So therefore, he starts his meal at seis hakoychavim. According to this Gemara's teretz, that ani v'koyin chachiyuru. So now it was bothering me. That doesn't lechayda make sense.
He can't see anyway.
He can't see.
If it's dark, it's dark.
Exactly.
It's no more dark at 12 o'clock than it is at 10 o'clock.
In fact, it would make more sense to say that the Ashirim eat later because they do have lights on. They don't have electric lights, but they have lanterns. Or they can go make candles or whatever. So they would start eating later. I would think that the ani would go and start eating earlier. Could be that the pshat in the Gemara, pshat in the Rashi, is that the Ani is unfortunately very desperate for funds. So he's going to work as long as he can during the day to be able to go and make whatever he needs or whatever he can make for purposes of his family. Could be that other people would stop work a few minutes earlier and go home and be with the family. The Ani says, I'm sorry, I got to work until the last moment possible. So as long as he's even just a drop of light on the horizon, schnell, he works, he does his final, or he finishes learning his daf, he makes sure he does it all during the day when there's still a little bit of light. Now that the light has finally ended, look, I can't learn anymore, I can't go and do any work anymore, so what is left to do? I'm going to go and eat my meal. So not that he is scheduling his meal, dafka, to do it at Seis Gechovim, but he's scheduling his meal after he's finished whatever he needed to do with light, presumably just eating a light meal of a piece of bread and some melach. You don't need any great hachonis, and you don't need any great light. Even if a little crack of light, that would be sufficient. If you were eating a piece of fish, a piece of meat or something, you have to be careful. It doesn't fall on you. It doesn't go and soil your clothing. And you don't pick it up. You have to pick it with a fork and not with your hands, etc. But for when you're talking about a piece of bread and melech, that you don't need a lot of light for. So the ani comes in and says, come to eat his meal. Anyway, bottom line is, we don't have to say that there is machlokes. It could be kahanim come and tzeis l'chavim, and oni comes in to eat his meal at tzeis l'chavim. Freddy, one minute. Let me bring you another brisa. May Mr. Maskin the creation of Arvis. When do you start leading Krishna at night? Mishoshim b'nei Adam nichnosim lechol piton bi'arvei shabosis. At the time that people come in to eat their pas on Erev Shabbos, meaning on Friday nights, divrei Meir. What's up is so special on Friday nights? Rashi says, "Marim l'suda shehakol muchan." People rush to their meals because everything Baruch Hashem is nicely prepared. The tremendous frenzy on Friday afternoon, everything was set up. They come in from shul, Baruch Hashem, everything is on the table. It's mashba from that other people, other nights of the week, because you require more hachonis, etc., at the last moment, so people only start the meals later on. After Tzeis Chavim, an hour later, and they had no problem seeing because regular Bani Adam do have lights and lanterns and candles, etc., so we're able to see. Is Zokti Yomar yet? That's Divrei Meir. Similar to Tzeis Chavim. That's what we spoke about before. That's what the Gemara was quoting before, with the Chum say, almost identical to the words in the Mishnah. Mishosha Kahanim Zakoyim. From the moment the Kahanim can come in, that they're Zolche to go and eat their Truma. Similar Dover is Seisa Kachom. Viyavu Bishain Raya Dover, even though I don't have a concrete Raya, but Zeicha Dover. What's the Raya that I'm trying to bring? That I'm trying to bring is that Seisa Kachom, that is the line of demarcation that splits between the day and the night. How do I know? Shenemah says in the Pasuk. This is a pasuk, I believe, in Nechemiah, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, in Nechemiah. And this is talking about the times that they were building the second base of Migdash. And it says, we were working hard during the day building the base of Migdash. And some of the people, they were standing security. Oh, sounds familiar. So you need security guards while people are building. And we were working, and they were standing security. From the morning until the evening. But I'm going to have another pasuk. What does it say in the other pasuk? That's the following pasuk in Nechemiah. V'hayulanu halayla mishmar. At night, people were there, mishmar, watching security. V'hayoy malacha, and during the day, we did malacha. Okay. So, if anyone might have L'choy, what do I need the second pasuk for? L'choy, the first pasuk already tells us that what is the day limits of people are doing malacha from Amud HaShachar, Lo Yitzeh Shachar, until Tzeis Rechavim. So as I see already from the first pasuk that the day ends at Tzeis Rechavim. So what do I need the second pasuk for? Says Yimara, Chiteima Mechi Arva Shimsha Lailahu Veinu Demachashki Umekadmi. No, maybe the first pasuk is telling us the work habits of those people that were working in the Beis HaMikdash, that they got up very, very early and they started working before most people go to work, and they work later than most people go to work. Meaning, most people would go to work and start working from Netzachama, that's when the sun rises, you have plenty of light, and they were mocked them and they started working already Alois HaShachar, which is up to 72 minutes before. And most people would perhaps stop working already at Shkia time, and they stayed around until Tzeis Chachovim, which is much later. Aha, Izokti Yimara, maybe pshat is arba shimsha means at shkia time. That's already, that's when Laila hits. Not at Tzeis Rechavim, at shkia. Ah, it says in the first pasuk that they were working, and they were machmir in their work habits, that they were machshich, that they worked until late when it was choshech, when it was dark, and they got up early in the morning when it was still dark. Toshima, that's why I have the second pasuk. Vayilanu alayla mishmar, vayoy malacha. That the second pasuk defines what does it mean, mehaloy se shachra tzeisu kachom. I'll tell you what it means. That hayoyim, during the day, they did malacha. Not that they started malacha before daybreak. Not that they end malacha after the day was over. But in fact, the parameters of day were from aloy se shachra until tzeisu kachom. Fine, that's all fascinating. But now getting back to the Braisa. This Braisa said, the Tanakhama said, Mishosh b'nei Odom nichnosum lechol piton v'arvi shabbos. That was Reb Meir. And the Chum said, like our Mishnah, from the time the Kahanim come and eat, which you must. Zotimor kasolka daitech, we thought our premise was, the Oni b'nei Odom chachiruhu. That the time that the Oni comes in to eat his pas on every single night, which we said before, Tzeis HaKacham, is the same time that B'nai Odom on Erev Shabbos, meaning Leil Shabbos, Friday nights, when they come in to go and eat their meals. We assume that those were exactly the same, not exactly the same, but more or less the same time. Zoktimor v'yamris, Oni v'koyin chachiura, if you're going to go and tell you that Oni and Koyin is the same time, then Chacham Meiner Emeir. So what's the machlokes? In other words, if A equals B, and B equals C, then A equals C. So if you're telling me that Oni and Kohanim is the same Zman, and you're telling me that Oni and B'nai Adam is the same Zman, so then Oni, B'nai Adam, and Kohanim are all the same Zman. So what's the machlokes now between Remeir and the Chum? The Remeir says, I want you to know that the time that we start seeing Krishna is when people come in Friday nights to go and eat their meals. And the Chum says, oh, no, that's not the time. It's when the Kohanim come to eat. What do you mean that's not the time? It's exactly the same time. El Ishmaminu l'chod, I have arrived from this, that Oni Shiur l'chod, Bekoin Shiur l'chod, that this man of the Aniyim coming to eat their Paspa Melach is different than the time of the Kohanim come to eat their Truma. So it's more like, it could be Oni Bekoin Chachiruhu, like we said initially, the Oni Bekoin is exactly the same Shir, and so therefore there's no machlokus between our Mishnah and that first man, the Yomar, of the first Braisa, so it said that this man is from the Aniyim coming in. Oni B'nai Adam Lam Chachiruhu, but the premise of your Kasha that Oni and B'nai Adam is the same Shir, no, it's not the same Shir. Oni comes in at one time, and the B'nai Adam come in a second time, but it could very well be that the Oni and the Koin, they go together, that's the same Shir. Right, Timara. One second. Oni v'koyin chachiru. Tell me, Oni v'koyin, that's one shir. And then I'll ask you a kasha. And now we bring another brisa, which brings five or six different views. When do we start learning Krishna at night? From the time that Mikadosh Hayoyim. Now, what does that exactly mean? Says Rashi, since we don't exactly know when Friday ends and Shabbos begins, so that's the period that we call Bein HaShemashos. That's why we all are stopped doing Malacha already before Shkia, so we shouldn't get into trouble. So if you look at Rashi, Mishor Shekidosh Hayoyim Ba'arvi Shabbos, it's about 10 or 12 lines higher than our Gemara, a little bit past halfway down the Amud. Mishra Shekita Sheyom Rabbi Shemoses, Hayinu Ben Hashmoshes, Safik Yoyim, Safik Laila, Bekinu De Safiku, Kiddush Shayoyim Me Safik. So therefore, Shabbos has arrived on its own Mitzat Safik. I can't pinpoint the exact moment. Only Mendy can pinpoint exactly when Netzacham is in the morning, 7:19 and 28 seconds, or 53 seconds. Hashem Mendy, Agabaldi Gagaba, all shuls should have a Gaba like that. They're so pinkvich and so scrupulous and meticulous. But the point of our Gemara is that we see that the first man, the Yomah, says that the nightfall is already Bein Hashmoshes. That sounds like an early Zman. That's Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Parenthetically, this is Rebbe Elazar speaking, and we had Rebbe Elazar in our Mishnah as well, and our Mishnah is the one that Rebbe Elazar said, Yishor Shekhanim Nechnosim Lechel B'Tremosim Atzayif HaShmoy Rishoyna, Divrei Rebbe Elazar. So Yigmur is going to ask that kasha on the Amud Aleph in Yet Hashem. We'll see that in another few lines. The Choristi Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar. Here the Mishnah Rebbe Elazar said, Yishor Shekhanim Nechnosim Tzayisak Echovim. And here Rebbe Elazar says, from Bein Hashmoshes. So we're going to get to that kasha shortly. Rabbi Yeshua Aiman, Mishosh Kahanim Mituharim Lechel B'Trumasim. Rechoyer, that's again the same shita as we had in the Mishnah, Mishosh Kahanim Nechnosim, and that's the same as the previous Braisa, Mishosh Kahanim Zakoyin, and now we're using another synonym, Mishosh Kahanim Mituharim, when are they fully Tahar? Lechel B'Trumasim, again, after Tzeisak Echad. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. Remeir Aiman, Mishosh Kahanim Toivel Lechel B'Trumasim. Oh, when the Kahanim toivel to Itrum, that's already much earlier, because they have to toivel midboy joyim during the day. That's already b'shachbucha. How could that be? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha shortly. But again, parenthetically, this is now the second Remeir that we've had, because in the middle of the Amud, when we brought that first Braisa, or minim emesai maschil and likaris krishma bi'arvin mishosh shemnei odim nichnasim lechol pita bi'arvin shemasoyis, when people come in to eat their past divrei Remeir. And here we have Remeir, Mishosh Shekahanim toivel lechel B'Trumasim. See, Mor is going to ask that kasha as well. The Chayr is Tira Remeir on Remeir. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got quite upset at Remeir. He says, Remeir says, from the time the Kahanim toivel to eat Truma. Omer Rav Yehuda, but the Kahanim by joy mean toivel. The Kahanim have to go and toivel during the day. How could you possibly say that that's Mishoch B'cha, that that's the time that people go to sleep and you have to say Krishma? That doesn't make sense. What is Remeir's answer? So far the Gemara is silent, but the Gemara is going to address that kasha of Rabbi Yehuda in another few lines. We finish off the Braisa. That's the shita that we had up earlier. That was the first one we brought in the first Braisa, when the Oni comes in to eat his pas b'melech. That time that most people come, Rashi says, is the Amri b'moisechoyl, is the Amri b'shabbos. In other words, it's questionable what Rabbi is referring to. Is referring to every night of the week? Is referring to Dafkan Shabbos? And that's when most people come to sit down to eat dinner. Okay. With this, we've concluded this fairly lengthy brisa, and we go back to our original question, and that is, the Amris Oni v'koyin chachiyuruhu, if you're going to tell me Oni v'koyin is the same shir, which is what we said up above, because we didn't want it to be a stira between our Mishnah and the first brisa that gave that zman of the Oni. Oh, then we got a big problem over here. Reb Chanina, Hainu Reb Yeshua. Then both Reb Chanina and the Reb Yeshua of this price are saying the same thing. Who is Reb Chanina and who is Reb Yeshua? So Reb Chanina, we had four lines above. Go back four lines. Reb Chanina, Oimer, Mishua She'oni, Nichlas Lachal Pita B'melach. Oh, that's Reb Chanina, that's the Oni Shir. What was the Reb Yeshua Shir? Reb Yeshua Shir, that was the second one. Go up another three lines. Beginning of the line, Rabbi Shua Aimer, Mishor Shekahanim Mituhar Lech B'Trumas, and that's the Tzeisek Echov Zman. So if you're going to go and tell me that the Kahanim Zman and the Oni Zman is the same Zman, so why is Rabbi Chanina arguing with Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Chanina should come together and discuss things and say, it's the same Zman. Let's stop arguing for Pete's sake. We're saying the same thing. So the fact that they are arguing, Elav Shema Amina, Shi'ur di Ani Lechud, Shi'ur di Koyin Lechud, Shema Amina. So the premise that we started off with at the beginning of this sugya, that Ani and Koyin is the same, nah, it was a good chance, we tried to do it, but the Maisa, they are two different Zman. So now you're wondering, so which Zman is earlier, which Zman is later? Hay minayim mu'ukher. The Stavra di Ani mu'ukher, probably the Zman of the Ani eating his melach, his pasma melach, that's probably the later zman. In other words, even later than Tzeis HaKechot. The Amrit, Oni Muktim, if you're going to go and tell me that the Oni Zman is earlier than the Tzei Sakli Chavim's man, Reb Chanina Hainu Reb Lezer, then Reb Chanina will be like Reb Lezer. What was Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer said, that's Mishoah Shekidesh Hayoyim Ba'arvi Shabbos, that's Bein HaShemoshes. Well, Bein HaShemoshes is the one that precedes Tzei Sakli Chavim. So if you're going to go and tell me that the Ani comes in before Tzei Sakli Chavim, meaning he's coming in now, Bein HaShemoshes time. So what would be the machloikis now between Reb Chanina and Reb Lezer? Elav Shemamina, the Ani Machor, Ucha Shemamina. That in fact, the Oni Nebuch, he only finishes all of his work and all of his learning already beyond Zeisek HaKham. It's already 5 or 10 minutes after that. He's already straining his eyes, Nebuch. He can no longer see the Kamari. He can no longer do any work. And now he's finally ready to go and eat his poor man's bread. Yes, Reb Simcha.
Rashi says, meaning that he's earlier. Because if he doesn't have an heir, so he has to eat before Zeisek HaKham.
Yeah, that's Rashi Ulovi on top. Shein l'nei l'had b'sudos.
So
Ifrei Zeigot. So we asked that question earlier on, and the way we try to address it is saying, not that the Oni wants to start eating when it's dark, but the Oni's Nebuch is so desperate for funds that he will go and work and he will learn Torah as late as possible, as long as there's still the little shimmer of light, epis. When there's absolutely no light left at all, he says, no, I can't learn the Gemara anymore. I can no longer look in the Chumash. I can no longer do any work. So now is the time to start eating. And that time already would be at Seisa Kachom or post Seisa Kachom, like our Gemara concludes.
Now, Rashi's point is that he eats earlier because why? He doesn't have an heir.
More important for him to be productive to earn a living than it is to just pop a little meal.
And I was thinking maybe that he sets up his table. Mm-hmm. It's actually easy. He gets it all. It doesn't take a lot of preparation. There's little preparation he does with that shimmer of light. Mm-hmm. And then he could finally sit down because he had all this.
Fine. Zayagit. Yeah.
But you're saying that's at his club now.
I didn't say anything more.
That's his club. There's no shimmer of light.
Exactly. So what are we supposed to do? He can't fast all day, I mean, he has to fast on Tuesday. So what is he going to do? So now he finished all his work for today, he finished his learning for today, he can't see anything.
And he has this in the Rashi.
Because he knows what a piece of bread feels like, and he knows where the melech is, and he'll eat in the dark, unfortunately. Yes?
About the Gemara today, we said Arvin, except for that one in the middle of today, Arvis. Is there any significance at all to say
Not that I'm aware of, okay. But if you find something, please share it with us.
What's just heard to say that it's on his mugdam, Rakish and Khin Rabbalaz is two different bodies. We see there's a bunch of different things.
So Tois is asked your kasha. If you look at the second choices before the end, we saw Kedai the Oni Kodem Reb Chanina Hainer Reb Lezer. Tolei Matzil Amayim the Oni Kodem the Kiddush Yoyim the Kiddush Yoyim Kodem the Shiur the Oni. Tolei Mestaver the Chali Kol Kach the Shiur is Man Shchiva to call Zmanim Halalu Ispe. In other words, to cut it so salami thin and say he's 1 minute early and he's 1 minute later. It's not Mestaver. It's got to be kind of a general within 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. So presumably those are two more or less the same time. But you're right. I could have thought maybe that's before Bein HaShemoshes. No. It's more mistaken to say that's more or less the same as mine because we can't be that precise to cut it so thin. Oh, my man. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was challenging Reb Meir. Remember, what did Reb Meir say in the Braisa from the times of the Kahanim? Toivel to go and eat the Truma at night. Rabbi Yehuda is saying so total sense. I can't understand Reb Meir. From that time, is Bishach Bacha. You got to toivel during the day. Everyone, Reb Meir, Hachik Amalei. What Reb Meir is telling to Rabbi Yehuda is, Mi Sabres da Anu Abin Hashmoshet Tidoch Ko Amina. Anu Abin Hashmoshet Rabbi Yoisi Ko Amina. Dem Rabbi Yoisi Ben Hashmoshet Keheref Ayin Zem Nichmas Vzei Yoitze V'yev Shalamet Olam. We had this Gemara towards the end of Mesechtes Nida, where the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yehuda has a much larger period of time for Ben Hashmoshes than Rabbi Yoisi. And therefore, Reb Meir is saying, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitas Cho, that you hold that the Zman of Bein HaShemoshes is much longer. The Machloik is exactly how much longer. Some say that it's approximately, what is Rashi says over here, one Shita, but then after that, the Ransburg says that that's wrong, and then the Gilyan HaShas says that that's wrong. I got some Maisa. What is the Rashi says over here? Hain Bein HaShemoshes, Safeg Yom, Yishar Kehanim Toivlin, Hain HaKoyim Shish Roshes, Hochem Minim, Ben Madlikin, Zman HaTfilah, Koyim Bein HaShemoshes, Ma'at, Kehanim Toivlin, Lichot Hosev, Bein HaShemoshes Reb Yehuda. The last Rashi here, the last 5-6 lines. Bein HaShemoshes Reb Yehuda Mahalach Chatzi Mil Lefnei Tzeisek Chachom. Chatzi Mil, usually a mil, according to Chazal, takes 18 minutes. A Chatzi Mil would be 9 minutes. But you notice over here it says a bays, and that bays takes you to the Ransburg, to the Grove. Okay. Right. So I wasn't looking for that. There's a Ransburg on this too. Where's the this one doesn't have it. Okay, the Vilna Gaon you have over here, Mahal Chatzimil, Tzarech Lomi Yoyz Mechatzimil. But Rabbit's tray, Tiltzimil, it's 2/3 of a mil, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, or to Rabbi Yoisi, or somebody else, it's Gimel Rivei mil. So it's a machloik is exactly how much we're talking about, whether 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil. So if you start off with 18, you take 2/3, what would be 2/3 of 18?
12.
What happens to 3/4 of 18?
12. Well, 3/4 of 18?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. So 4, that's a 4 point.
Between 4 and 5.
Let's say 14 and a half, 15 minutes approximately, right? So you have 9 minutes, you have 12 minutes, you have around 15 minutes. Okay, all different, wonderful, beautiful zman. But in the zman of Rabbi Yossi is kerefayin. Amish ha-agunish metagunish, nothing. So therefore, says Rameir, I don't hold like you, Rabbi Yehuda, this long benish mushrooms. I hold the kerefayin. So therefore, the Kihanim are toiveling a minute before that Bein HaShemashes, and therefore that's almost night. By the time they come out, they finish wiping themselves and put on their shoes and socks, and they come out, then it's already Zman for them to go and eat. So that answers the Kasha on Remeir. Thank you for the Kasha on Remeir. I have a Sir Remeir. Here Remeir is the time of the Tvila, which is right before Bein HaShemashes, a second before Bein HaShemashes. On the other hand, the other Remeir that we had was earlier on the Amud, Adam Nichnasim Lechel Pitam Yarvish Abbasis. So to make up your mind, what does Remeir really hold? If they want to eat tonight, leave the Remeir's Taka. Two different Talmidim of Remeir quoted Remeir differently. One said that Zman is Zman, Tvila for the Kahana, which is right before Bnei Shemashes. The other one said the time that the Oni comes in to eat his, not the Oni, for the Bnei Odom coming to eat their past by Arvish Shemashes.
So really it's the same as Zman, it's just...
Not necessarily. What the Gemara is saying is the two Talmidim of Remeir, and each one said his own thing.
So we don't know which quote is correct.
Except we're going to have to wait for Remeir until Tchias HaMesim, then we'll ask Remeir, which
time... Right now we don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Two different views of Remeir. Kasher Blazer and Blazer have a Stira Blazer and Blazer. What's a Stira Blazer and Blazer? Because in our Mishnah we said that's Mishor Shekhan Mechnos and Echel Tumasim, which is Sefer Chavim. And then we had here Blazer in this final Braisa, Mishor Shekhida Shayoin Ba'arve Shabbosais, which Rashi said is Benesh Moshes. So that's not Sefer Chavim, that's before Sefer Chavim. It's a Chasira Blazer and Blazer. So Kimara, Traitor, I leave it Blazer. Same territory as before, two. The Yisayma Reisha Lav Reb Lezer He. The Reisha of our Mishnah is not Reb Lezer. What do you mean? I have Reb Lezer Mishnah. So we go back to the Mishnah. Meim is Iker Nishma Bi Adam. Mishor Shekam Nichnas Lechol Betrum Masan. According to the second Teret, you put a period there. Mishor Shekam Nichnas Lechol Betrum Masan. That's the Stam Mishnah. That's the Tanakama. That is not Reb Lezer. Now the Mishnah asks a new question. Tell me, how late can you say Krishma? Oh, I have three shittas in the Mishnah. Shita number one, that's Krishma Rishayna. Reb Lezer, Echom Zayat El Chatzoy. But Reb Lezer was not talking about the beginning Zman, only the ending Zman. Therefore, there's no seed between Reb Lezer and Reb Lezer. Reb Chanani Menekash Oyim Erotze, Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezak Yisrael. Reb Yisrael, 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 Reb Yis